NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? CUC Radio English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. This is Li Jiayue.
And this is Chen Lichen. Today is Wednesday, 20th December, the 15th week of this term.
Here is a roundup of the latest news coming up next 30 minutes.
The annual Gala Carnival has successfully held at the CUC Hall by the School of Television and Film Art.
The CPC, in dialogue with world political parties, high-level meeting was held in Beijing.
China wants to deepen bilateral ties with new Zimbabwe government.
Simon Yao's stumble on Victoria's Secret, should she be forgiven?
And this is Weekly Focus.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news.
On the 6th December, the annual Gala Carnival has successfully held at CUC Hall by the School of Television and Film Art. As tradition, the gala contained various performances, such as song, dance and drama, aiming at enhancing group cohesive force. The whole gala lasted about 3 hours, and here is a detailed report from our correspondent Hu Minhan.
As we all know, the School of Television and Film Art is one of the best in CUC, not only in academic work, but also in after-school activity. This time, let's watch Carnival for Us All. Although it is regarded as a carnival, but indeed it's more like a party. Here we interview an audience, and he's more than delighted to share his feeling now.
This carnival is an annual activity of our school. Each class from grade 1 and grade 3 is going to perform a program, which is also a good opportunity for them to show themselves. All the programs are very creative, and everyone is working with concentrated attention.
Such an excellent night cannot dispense with the effort of staffs, so what about them? Let's listen.
Yeah, this activity actually consists of many classes around the Institute of the Television. Yeah. And actually, all of them wanted to involve.
Funny.
Everybody wants to get fun in this activity, and everybody gets to know it. I like this kind of activity, and I want my institute to hold more activity like this.
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Hu Minhan. From your report, we can feel the great atmosphere down here. We believe by holding the carnival, every student in the School of Television and Film Art can not only have fun, but also have a taste of the university life, and that must be the far-reaching meaning of it.
On December 8, 2017, the final of the Star of Elegance talent competition was successfully held at the auditorium of CUC. It's a competition hosted by the Student Union of CUC, who have joined forces with many universities in Beijing. First founded in 2004, the Star of Elegance competition has offered a platform for a great number of talented students to achieve their dreams of art. Top 10 of this year's competitors delivered their best performance and put on a fantastic show for all the audiences. Here is the detailed report from our correspondent Norman Chen.
I'm now at the auditorium of CUC, where the Star of Elegance competition is about to be held. Here we have a competitor preparing for his coming performance. Let's find out what she wants to say about the competition.
We did a lot of practice and now we are ready for it. I hope that I won't make mistakes and show my best talent to the audience. Wish the show tonight a big success.
The limited amount of entrance tickets to the competition are distributed to audience at the computer center. Students show great enthusiasm to this audiovisual feast. We interview an audience and here is what he thinks of the performance.
Incredible! It's the best show I've ever seen in CUC. All the participants are all active and excellent, and I really enjoy their performance. This night will be an unforgettable memory in my life.
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Norman. From your report, we can have a glimpse of the warmth of the competition, the star of elegance. And I believe that more and more students with impressive talents will be encouraged to step up onto this stage and share with us their dreams.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news. Leaders from over 200 parties and political organizations in more than 220 countries have gathered in Beijing for a high-level dialogue with the Communist Party of China, a meeting that highlights the CPC's efforts to promote its international vision worldwide. The meeting, scheduled from Thursday to Sunday, has a grand theme, working together towards a community with a shared future for mankind and a better world, responsibilities of political parties.
Leaders from nearly 300 parties and political organizations in more than 120 countries are on hand to discuss the responsibilities of political parties. During the conference, the CPC holds routine discussions with political parties from Africa, Central Asia, and the United States. The meeting is the first multilateral diplomatic event hosted by China after the 19th CPC National Congress in October. This is also the first high-level dialogue between the CPC and world political parties.
During the conference, the CPC will hold routine discussions with political parties from Africa, Central Asia, and the United States. The organizer said the event is held in response to the request from parties around the world for in-depth knowledge of the 19th CPC National Congress and the new guiding theory adopted.
The meeting is the first multilateral diplomatic event hosted by China after CPC National Congress in October, and the first high-level dialogue between CPC and world political parties. Such a high-level meeting reflects the CPC's determination to building a community with a shared future, which was listed as one of the fundamental principles of the new guiding theory in the Congress report.
During the meeting, the CPC will not only share its experience but learn from other parties. There are reasons to believe that the ongoing meeting will bring more high-level communication and in-depth exchanges. As the Congress report said, to make new and greater contributions for mankind is the party's abiding mission. With such a mission, the CPC is certainly to have many more friends.
China's dark matter detection satellite, Monkey King, also called Wukong, has measured more than 3.5 billion cosmic ray particles with the highest energy up to 100 tera-electron volts, including 20 million electrons and positrons with unprecedentedly high energy resolution. The initial detection results were published in the latest issue of the academic journal Nature.
Wukong was launched in December 2015. It is helping scientists lift the cloak of invisibility from dark matter. Daphne has opened a new window to observe the high-energy universe, showing new physical phenomena beyond our current understanding, said Chang Jing, chief scientist of DAMP and vice director of the Purple Mountain Observatory under the Chinese Academic of Science. The 1.9-ton satellite uses a creative detection technology and method independently developed by Chinese scientists, but costs only one-seventh of NASA's Fermi Space Telescope and the 20th of the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer, a state-of-art particle physics detector operating on the International Space Station.
During the first 17 months of exploration, Wukong was able to detect 1.5 million cosmic ray electrons out of a total of 25 billion events with unprecedented low particle background contamination and high energy resolution. Since its launch in December 2015, Wukong has recorded about 3.5 billion cosmic ray events with a maximum event energy exceeding 100 trillion electron volts. The satellite is expected to record more than 10 billion cosmic ray events in the next few years. By collecting more data, scientists are hoping they will give new revelations on the nature of dark matter. Ryan Chua, CGTN, Beijing.
Japanese scientists put a calorimetric electron telescope on the ISS 4 months before the launch of DAMP with a similar goal. but Damp has collected almost 5 times more data than Calert. The number of high-energy electrons and positrons measured by Damp is more than 5 times that of AMS-02 sent to the ISS in 2011. According to the Chinese scientists, this shows China is a world leader in detecting dark matter in space.
And this is only the beginning. Chang's international team will continue to search for galactic cosmic rays and signatures of dark matter. Along with China's quantum science satellite, its deep-sea manned submersible, its space lab and radio telescope, the Dark Matter Particle Explorer has been called one of the major scientific breakthroughs of the past 5 years, proving that China is well on its way to becoming a global leader in innovation.
Xi Jinping mentioned our DAMP projects twice in his New Year greetings speech. We are very proud, but also feel the pressure. We must work hard.
The development of DAMP reflects Chinese scientists' creativity and innovations in tackling one of the huge mysteries of modern science. This is of great significance for distinguish whether the electrons and positrons are from dark matter, annihilation, or astrophysical phenomena, said Su. It's worth making efforts to leave China's mark on such an important scientific issue like exploring dark matter.
Okay, let's look at the international news. China on Wednesday voiced its support to the new government in Zimbabwe and voted to deepen traditional bilateral ties with the Southern African country. Speaking to the media after meeting Zimbabwe's new president Emmerson Mnangagwa, visiting special envoy of the Chinese government and assistant foreign minister Chen Xiaodong, said he delivered a congratulatory message from Chinese President Xi Jinping to Mnangagwa following his assumption of office. Chen said China will continue to support Zimbabwe's development path suitable to its conditions and would enhance mutual cooperation, including in the international arena. He hailed the long-standing relation between the two countries, which has stood the test of time and evolving situations in the world. China will continue to assist Zimbabwe to the best of its ability in pursuit of economic and social development, said the special envoy.
President Xi emphasized that China is willing to work with the new government in Zimbabwe to move forward bilateral ties and deepen cooperation in various fields for the benefit of the two countries, Chen added. President Xi invited Mnangagwa to visit China at a time convenient to both sides, while Mnangagwa said China will be the first country he will visit outside Africa, he said. The Chinese Assistant Foreign Minister said Mnangagwa thanked President Xi for the best wishes on his assumption of duty and conveyed heartfelt thanks to China for its support to Zimbabwe over the years. Going forward, the two sides agreed that they are going to develop strategies to ensure cooperation is broadened and deepened to inject more impetus to the development and improvement of livelihoods of the people of Zimbabwe, Chen said.
Britain's intention to avoid a hard border between Ireland and Northern Ireland after Brexit inconsistent with its plan to withdraw from the European Union's single market and the customs union, a committee of lawmakers said on Friday. The Irish border, which will be the only land link between the EU and Britain after Brexit, is proving to be one of the most problematic issues in the slow diplomatic process, which is testing the patience of politicians, businesses and investors. The EU is looking to Britain to provide a solution on how to manage the flow of goods between Ireland and the British province without erecting political inflammatory border controls. Britain has said it wants to withdraw from the EU's customs union within which goods can move freely, but will not contemplate border posts or other infrastructure that could disrupt 20 years of delicate peace in Northern Ireland. We cannot at present see how leaving the customs union and the single market can be reconciled with there being no border infrastructure, said opposition lawmaker Hilary Benn, chair of the Brexit Committee, which is scrutinizing the negotiations.
The British government has said it is seeking a flexible and imaginative approach to the Bonden that goes beyond existing EU precedents and has mooted technological solutions or a new form of customs union. But ministers have been criticized by their counterparts in Ireland for a lack of detail. Progress on the Bonden issue is crucial to Britain's hope of moving negotiations on to the subject of trade and future relations, something businesses are impatient to find out about as they contemplate the need to relocate. Deputy Irish Prime Minister Seamus Coveney said on Thursday that significantly more clarity was needed before the December 14th to 15th summit, which could agree the start of Phase 2 talks on trade. The committee, which based its report on evidence from Brexit Minister David Davis, also said the government needed to publish more detail on both its short-term plans for a post-departure transition period and its long-term vision of a future trading relationship with Europe. If Phase 2 of the talks do start next month, then ministers need to move beyond words like bespoke and special and actually explain what it is they are seeking, Ben said.
Thousands of firefighters are making headway against the Wasdomers fire burning in Southern California, expressing hope that conditions are becoming more favorable. The blaze is larger than all of New York City and was about 20% contained as of Monday evening, according to the fire protection agency CAL FIRE. The wind was cooperating with firefighters Monday and pushing the fire away from nearby communities. Santa Barbara County Fire spokesman Mike Allison told CNN, "The breeze had also cleared the air somewhat, leading to improved visibility for fire crews." "It's still not great, it's bad, but it's a better bet," Allison said, warning that there was a fine line between winds helping firefighting efforts. The Domus Fire is only one of six major wildfires touching the state. In total, the fires have destroyed more than 1,000 structures since igniting last week. The blazes vary in size. Together, they are larger than the areas of New York City and Boston combined, or bigger than the area of Singapore.
A former U.S. sergeant who defected to North Korea and became Pyongyang's prisoner for nearly 40 years has died. Charles Jenkins, 77, lived in Japan where he had settled with his family after his 2004 release. He was among four U.S. soldiers who defected in the 1960s and later became North Korean film stars, but was the only one who was released. The others reportedly died in North Korea, including James Drensmoke, who was said to have died of a stroke in 2016. Charles Jenkins died on Soda Island on Monday, where he was living with his wife, Hitomi Soga, also the former prisoner of North Korea. He collapsed outside his home, Japanese media reports said, and later died of heart problems in hospital. His wife said in a statement that she was very surprised by his death and cannot think of anything, according to AFP News agency.
Alabama voters are heading to the polls in a Senate election that could have wider implications for Donald Trump. Republican candidate Roy Moore, a former Alabama judge who is embroiled in allegations of child sex abuse, has been endorsed by the U.S. president. Mr. Trump's support is at odds with much of the Republican establishment, who has distanced themselves from the 70-year-old Christian conservative. Mr. Moore denied claims by several women that he made unwelcome sexual advances, mostly when they were teenagers. However, the scandal has put a Senate seat in Alabama within reach of Democrats for the first time in more than two decades.
Sun Zhengcai, the former secretary of Chongqing Municipal Committee of the Communist Party of China, has been placed under investigation on suspicion of accepting bribes, according to the Supreme People's preparatory on Monday. According to the project director, Sun has been placed under coercive measures, which may include some by force, bail, residential civilians, detention, and arrest. The investigation is underway, the Procuratory said in a statement released on Monday. The CCDI said he was guilty of nepotism and seeking benefits in selection of officials. He was found by the CCDI to have leaked confidential party information and seriously breached party rules on integrity. Moreover, he abused power and used his job to gain benefits for others, then accepted their huge bribes in return, either paid in cash or properties, the CCDI said. He was found to seek substantial benefits for his relatives' business and accepted valuable gifts, the CCDI said. The anti-graft inspectors also announced Sun of bureaucracy and sloths in work and degradation and powerful sex trade, according to the CCDI.
A Chinese-made communications satellite became the first export of such a spacecraft to an Arab country when it was launched by China on Monday for Algeria. A Long March 3B carrier rocket blasted off at the Xichang Satellite Launch Center in the northwestern province of Sichuan at 12:40 a.m. It stalled for about 26 minutes before placing the Arcosat first, the Algeria first communications satellite, into geostationary transfer orbit, according to the news release from China Great Wall Industry Corp. The project contractor, President Xi Jinping and his Algerian counterpart, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, exchanged congratulatory messages on Monday morning on the successful mission. In his message, Xi said that the satellite project is an important manifestation of the China-Algeria Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. It has become a good example of space cooperation between China and Arab countries, and will play a significant role in promoting Algeria's economic and social development, he said.
On December 6, the Voice of International Delectories freshman debate competition passed off successfully in the CUC Hall, and television faculty won the final champion. The school freshman debut competition lasted for nearly a month, and at least foreign language faculty and the television faculty broke into the final and debated over the topic. Nowadays, college students should focus on achieving ambitious goals or living their daily life well. Observers believe that these days many college students are lack of ambitious goals, which emphasize the progress and are of great value to the society, so we need to call for it. While the opposite said that leading a happy daily life is the key resource of inner happiness, which far outweighs the big goal. Different from the preliminary contest and quarter final, this year, before the final competition began, a debut performance was given, and not only did it introduce the rule of debate to the audience, but it also showed the charm of debate. Through this debate competition, friendship and knowledge between faculty depths, and it also let us again insight into social matter and reflect on the true meaning of life. So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sports news. At the opening ceremony of the 2008 Paralympics, the whole audience applauded the last torch bearer. He was pouring the rope with only the strength of his arms, climbing higher and higher in his wheelchair. When he reached 39 meters in the air, he finally did the pyramid flame. That very exciting moment perfectly encapsulated the spirit of the Paralympics. His name is Hou Bin, and he is a high jumper with only one leg. In 1996, 2000, and 2004, he won the high jumping championships at the Paralympics. His record was a stunning 1.92 meters. Hou's son called his prosthetic the leg of the Transformer. Now, as always, he is transforming himself on the record of self-challenge. People should live with their dreams. We should have hopes. We should keep the feet on the ground and always pursue goals, he said. Never back out, never give up, because life has no limit. First world number one, Novik Djokovic, said on Thursday he had added close friend Radek Djokovic to his coaching team and was excited to be working Zach. American Arid Agassi, 8-time Grand Slam champion, will continue to coach Djokovic and the Grand Slam, with 39-year-old Spanik stepping in and other tournaments. Radek is one of my very close friends on the tour, and I'm always impressed with his level of determination, patience, and love for the sports, Djokovic said in the statement. He has a lot of experience and knowledge, and has played on a high level for many years. I'm excited to join our forces and cannot wait to compete again, having a new team to back me up. The 30-year-old Djokovic, who has won 12 Grand Slam titles, suffered a year-long dip in form before an elbow injury forced him to retire in this year's Wimbledon quarterfinals. The Serb has not played competitively since. Former Oklahoma City Thunder guide Sammy Joe Creston scored 24 points on his debut to help Guangzhou beat Tianjin 121-95 in the Chinese Basketball Association League on Friday. The new import made an immediate impression by scoring the first basket of the game as both teams looked to the end two-game losing streaks. Gu Yuezhuo hit from the corner in the second quarter before showing he can contact. He can connect from the top of the key as well, as Guangzhou surged ahead by 22 at halftime. Tianjin's Paul Jeter got into the act by drawing a three ball from downtown, on the way to a game-high 28 points, but his team still relieved a third straight defeat. Arezzo's 12-match home winning streak in the Premier League came to a sudden halt as Jacek Lingard scored twice in a hilarating 3-2-1 victory for a second-placed Manchester United on Saturday. Skipper Antonio Valcania and Lingard punished Wonfeng Arezzo, defending to put United 2 ahead inside 11 minutes at the Emirates, and Lingard struck again in the 63rd minute after Alexander Lanzarote's goal had received home hopes. Keeper David Delgi was inspired for United, but who had to play the final 15 minutes with 10 men after record singing. Paul Pogba was shown a straight red card for a reckless stand-up four on Arano right-back Hector Bellerin. We came with a certain intention, and we managed to start the game with that intensity, with that aggression, with that desire to play high and to play in their half and to create mistakes in their building up. John Monaghan reacted on the press. Tiger Woods' hopes of a fairytale return faded on Saturday after an error-strong round saw him slam down the leaderboard at the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas. After solid displays on his opening two rounds had left him at 7 under par for the tournament, the former world number one suffered a Tory third round with a 3 over par 75. Anything that I did right ended up in a bad start, and then anything I did wrong, it was really bad, Woods said. It was just one of those days. He left the 14-time major winner at 4-under, 10 shots off the lead held by American Charlie Hoffman on the par 62 Albany Golf Club course. On a par 62 Albany Golf Club course.
Welcome to the weekly entertainment. Stick to the channel and I'll bring you a terrific show tonight.
好莱坞报道康文称，经过一年多的寻找，中国女演员刘亦菲将在《花木兰》这部真人版电影中出演女主角。消息一出，就引发各方热议。
Disney has picked Chinese actress Liu Yifei to play Mulan in an upcoming film. The live-action adaptation of the 1998 animated movie will tell the tale of the famed Chinese heroine Hua Mulan. Liu, nicknamed Fairy Sister for her delicate looks and previous roles in fantasy dramas, is well known as an actress, model and singer in China. The 30-year-old is said to be fluent in English, having grown up partly in New York.The Hollywood Reporter said she was picked out of nearly 1,000 candidates for the film. Chinese netizens congratulated Liu, with many praising Disney's choice. She completely fits the role, said one commenter, while another said, needs to know martial arts, can also speak English, has star quality. It definitely should be Liu Yifei. The world's largest teddy bear show kicked off in Moscow on December 1st.Thousands of cuddly teddy bears made by artists from Europe and Asia on show at the next Moscow International Exhibition of Collectible Teddy Bears. Along with adorable bears, there are also various workshops and demonstrations of plush bear making. China began testing the self-driving bus technology on a public road in Shenzhen on December 2nd.Four Alpha Bus smart buses made an inaugural trial run on a route of 1.2 kilometers in the bounded zone of Futian. They ran at 10 to 30 kilometers per hour and halted at three stops during the test. The buses use a limited self-driving technology, with the driver sitting behind the wheels ready to take charge in an emergency. The bus is developed under a pilot project on future energy and smart bus system.Initiated by the National Intelligent Transport System Center of Engineering and Technology and the Shenzhen Bus Group. Ed Sheeran's multi-million selling album Divide has been excluded from the main categories at the 2018 Grammy Awards, surprising many industry observers. The star was edged out of contention by Bruno Mars and Kendrick Lamar, who each received multiple nominations. In contrast, Jay-Z leads with 8 nominations,including his first ever appearance in the album of the year list for 4 Clock 44, which comes 21 years after his debut. Jay-Z's haul comes in recognition of his 13th studio album, which found the star in a vulnerable, reflective mood. The title track confronts his infidelity, while the self-lacerating kill Jay-Z discusses how fame inflated his ego. Coldplay, Calvin Harris, Gorillaz, Bonobo,and Guernsey Bomb producer Moira Masser also received nods. The next class of Grammy winners will be unveiled on 28th January at Madison Square Garden in New York.
当地时间11月27号，英国王室发表声明宣布，现年33岁的哈利王子已在伦敦与美国女演员梅根·马克尔订婚了。
这颗订婚钻戒由哈利王子。
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will marry at St. George's Chapel, Windsor Castle, in May Kensington Palace size. The royal family will pay for the wedding, including the service, music, flowers and reception. The date will be announced later. Miss Markle, 36, a Protestant, will be baptized into a Church of England and confirmed before the wedding. A spokesman for the prince,said the pair would make sure the wedding reflects who they are as a couple. Jason Knopf said Prince Harry, 33, and Miss Markle was leading the planning process for all aspects of the wedding and working through ideas on how members of the public could feel part of the celebrations. This wedding, like all weddings, will be a moment of fun and joy that will reflect the characters of the bride and groom, he added.
Hello everybody, welcome to today's commentary. This is commentator Zheng Wanying.
And this is commentator Cao Ruiling.
Hey Rini, did you watch this year's Victoria's Secret held in Shanghai?
Of course, I started to follow it long time ago. This is the first time that the show held in China, so I was really looking forward to see the beautiful angels. In order to give the Chinese fan a perfect experience, Victoria's Secret had made a lot of efforts.Combining the Chinese culture with its show clothes, inviting Chinese singers to perform on the stages. What's more, there are 7 Chinese models appeared in the show, including 3 new faces. However, before the show officially started in Shanghai, there have been several tempests aroused heated debate. Supermodel Gigi Hadid was alleged of discriminating Asian as she squinted her eyes in the video she posted on Instagram. Then, she quit the year's show. Katy Perry also withdrew as a guest who was invited to give her performance on the stage. It was said that the authority refused her visa due to the political reason. Such a tough road for this year's Victoria's Secret. Nevertheless, there is nothing could be bigger than Ming Xi's stumble on a stage.
In November 30, 2017, the VS show was held in Shanghai. It's the first time this fantastic show come to China. People very much look forward to this show. 7 Chinese supermodels participated in this show, including Liu Wen, Xi Mengyao, and He Sui. While people think highly on Xi Mengyao this year, but she performed badly on this year's VS show. Faced with all the audience, she stumbled and didn't know how to do. The foreign media commented, "The spotlight was, at least momentarily, stolen by Ming Xi, who went down like a sack of wet cement on the runway." As a matter of fact, the stumble of models are not rare at runway. At 2006 VS show, Gisele Bundchen sprained her ankle. She defused the emergency so perfectly that no one noticed her petty action. In 2003, Fernanda's right foot was entangled by tissues. She struggled, completing the show and smiled in front of the stage with tears slowly dropped down. The examples go on and on. There's no denying the fact that everyone will come across emergencies. We shouldn't criticize their professional spirits through those little imperfections.
Till now, the tumble of Ming Xi has aroused heated discussion among the society. Hundreds of thousands of netizens said bad words to her. Some people said she lost Chinese model's face and cast shadow on the whole fashion industry. Other people made comparisons between Xi and Liu Wen. Recent years, Xi participated in several TV shows and commercial activities. Devoted to entertainment circle, she paid little attention to her original career as a model. Some netizens even speculate this, she made this stumble deliberately to earn spotlights. Though it shouldn't be influenced by those stinging comments, Xi's reaction after her tumble is what we should pay attention to. After her falling down, she didn't stand up at once to finish her performance. In contrast, she kneeled on the runway, wearing her embarrassing smile. She spent 10 or more seconds to finish tire, making the whole show.
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。